Chapter 7, Off to Pain and More of the Same. After my little getting fired meeting with Rich DiMartini that afternoon, I moved quickly to get another job in the industry. I called up Payne Weber, another prestigious brokerage house, made an appointment for a job interview, did the interview, and got the job. Again, I was always good at getting the job. I just wasn't good at keeping the job, if you get my drift. I don't remember anything about that particular interview except that the manager and I both had East Coast roots. He Philadelphia and me New Jersey. So that may have had something to do with me getting hired because we just hit it off right away. Actually, my new boss and I became pretty good friends as we both lived in the same neighborhood and totally related to each other and truly liked one another. I do remember sitting in his office one time discussing his story, and I remember him mentioning to me that he had become a millionaire in his 20s or something like that. But I don't know how or why that came up. He was no question the real deal and a very sharp guy. Maybe by mentioning that millionaire thing, he was enticing me to work hard so that my result might be the same, but I wasn't the type to be tricked into working. So another very good company name on my business card, but I was still that same guy, that same mess of a man just underneath the fine wool of that Brooks Brothers suit. I mean, hell, I hadn't changed one iota, so why should the results have been any different? And they weren't. Same old, same old. I was still that same old leopard my dad used to refer to whose spots weren't about to change, not anytime soon anyway. New office, new boss, new business card, same guy, same crappy attitude, same alcoholic who couldn't make it past Division Street without stopping for a drink or 20. I was that same negligent, lousy, lazy, cut corners employee. Anyone with a brain could have predicted that I would not have had a positive result at Payne Weber, and that any sort of success just wouldn't be in the cards. It was really just more of the same, except for the details, and more of the same would rear its ugly head in the form of a very poorly executed securities trade. As I may have mentioned prior, as a stockbroker, it's imperative that you do things by the book, and there are reasons for that. If you don't do things by the book, you can get your tit caught in that proverbial old wringer. And on this particular occasion, I surely got my little old tit caught in that proverbial old wringer. Simply put, my negligence came back to haunt me. I mean, let's face it, it was simply the fact that I was just being Brad, and that just wasn't a good thing. The tit in the ringer story goes something like this. As I had mentioned prior, I didn't do business by the book, and that can get you in big trouble in that business. The problem arose when I did an options trade with an old high school friend of mine. When you trade options in a customer's account, you're supposed to have money in that account, and that's because option trades are extremely risky and everything happens very fast. Options trades settle the next day, meaning you must have money in the account the following day, whereas in a stock trade, settlement is 3 days. With options, you should, for all practical purposes, have funds in the account prior to the trade. And after reading this, you'll understand why. So this good friend of mine from high school calls me and he wants to trade some stock options. So I'm like, sure, so-and-so, let's do it, buddy. So we start trading options in his account. And within 2 or 3 days, he was down $20,000. And even though he hadn't put money in his account to cover the $20,000 loss, I figured that since he's an old friend, he'll be good for it. Boy, was I wrong. Not only did he not pay what he owed, the $20,000, but he disappeared. I never spoke with him again, in fact. I tried to find him, and I was told that he had gone skiing to Utah. Holy crap. He fucked me over. I couldn't do something like that to a high school friend, could you? Plus, I was to blame because funds should have been in the account to start with. Like I had mentioned prior, the options market is very fast and very risky, and to do a trade, there must be enough funds in the account, or something like this could happen. So when the dust settled, I was told by the branch manager, my back east buddy, that Payne Weber would be taking the $20,000 in installments out of my monthly check. What my old high school friend had done was actually considered a crime of some sort, and in fact, one day, a bunch of guys in suits came into the office, and I was told that they were detectives of some sort, and that trade was the reason. Not sure. I later heard through the grapevine that my ex-friend actually was forced to pay it off, but I wasn't to be around long enough to witness that. As luck would have it, I would never have to take responsibility for that particular mishap. And in fact, looking back, I rarely had to take responsibility for my many mishaps. I was a cat with 9 lives, but we all know that one could dodge bullets for only so long. Eventually, the behavior catches up with you, but not this time. This time, I would land on my feet once again, and here's how. Not long after the $20,000 fiasco, I was called into my manager's office, and he tells me to have a seat and then proceeds to inform me that he would be leaving Payne Webber as he had been offered a branch manager position at another brokerage house. As I look back, I realize that he could have just left without telling me, but I guess he respected me enough to let me know that he was leaving. After he told me that, I responded with, "Can you take me with you?" And his response was exactly this: "Yes, Brad, I'll take you with me, but leave the roller skates at home." I swear to God, that's exactly what he said. I mean, who would make that up? So I lucked out once again. I had dodged yet another bullet. I was off the hook, and within a few days, I was off to another brokerage house by the name of A.G. Becker. It was to be my final stop as a stockbroker. I wonder to this day if my back east buddy left Payne Webber because of that trade that I had done. It's highly possible. End of chapter.